when our son Doe, who is now a brilliant professor of religion, was a little boy, he once said to me, Abba, Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet, is jumping ocean, drinking all of this wine, and you mean he can't get into the house without our opening the door? And it was a question that I really couldn't answer. And I looked into the works of Rabbi Cook, and he writes, if you want Elijah to come, if you want redemption to arrive, you have to get off your hands and open up the door. You never know. Maybe God is knocking at the door, and all God is doing, all Elijah is doing, is waiting for us to open the door. In the Haggadah, there are many sentences which are quoted. One sentence, not in the Haggadah, that we will be reciting and adding to the Seder, are the words of Jeremiah the prophet, who I believe was speaking to Abbas. When in chapter 6, sentence 14, Jeremiah says, Shalom, shalom, ve'ein shalom. That there will come a time when there will be enemies like Abbas, who in Germany will say the right words yesterday, and maybe at the United Nations may say the right words. But shalom, shalom, with all those words that you recite outside of the Palestinian Authority, outside of the Middle East, ain't shalom. What kind of peace is it when in fact the same Abbas who says shalom, shalom is willing to give stipends and funds terrorists, Palestinian terrorists, who have murdered Jews only because they're Jews. Shalom, shalom, say with me, the ain shalom. Shalom, shalom, the ain shalom. Shalom, shalom, and naming streets for suicide bombers, Abbas. What a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. When you name streets for suicide bombers, for those who are knifing Jews because they're Jews, when you give their families monthly stipends for the rest of their lives, you have Jewish blood dripping from your hands because you are an accomplice to that murder. Shalom, shalom, ve'ein shalom. You can easily find out whether Abbas really wants peace. In three ways. Look at what's being said in the mosques. Look at what's being said in the Palestinian media. And look at the curriculum in schools. Look at what's being said in the mosques. The Ein Shalom. Look at the media. The Ein Shalom. Look at the curriculum. When little children are told to extol and give honor to those who murder Jews because they're Jews. Shalom, shalom, the Ein Shalom. Shalom, shalom, the Ein Shalom. Shalom, shalom, Abbas has said, if he would live 1,000 years, never will he agree to Israel becoming a Jewish state. Netanyahu has said, in peace, he talks Palestinian state. Abbas, never ever will there be a Jewish state. I'd like to offer this suggestion, that the state of Israel change its name. That just as America It's called the United States of America. Let Israel call itself so that the world will call Israel the Jewish State of Israel. It should be self-declared. It should be in our name. As there is the United States of America, so too should Israel be the Jewish State of Israel. The Jewish State of Israel. And so, on the eve of Pesach, we stand in front of this building. We know very well, and I can tell you, that every word that is being said is being recorded. Every face that is here in front of this building is being photographed. And so, to those in this building, I offer the words of the psalmist from Tehillim Kufchaf, from 120, where the psalmist says, Ani shalom, I am for peace, v'chi adaber, but when I speak to the other side, heima lamilchama, they are for war. Shalom, shalom, the Ein Shalom. And as I stand and we stand before this site, I want to recall the memory of one of the victims this past year, representative of so many more. With all my heart and soul, I want to speak in the memory of Ezra Schwartz, who was at Pinachama doing something so beautiful. He was volunteering as he was offering some help to the soldiers of Israel when he was mercilessly murdered, mercilessly cut down. Ezra, wherever you are, we will never forget you. We will never forget you, Ezra. You will remain alive in our hearts and our souls, especially this Pesach. Shalom, shalom, v'ein shalom. Ani l'shalom. V'chi adaber heima l'milchama. Am Yisrael chai.
Am Yisrael chai. Am Yisrael chai. Am Yisrael chai.
Well, I see that thank you so much, Rabbi Weiss. Rabbi Weiss always gives us such inspirational words. We really appreciate your comments. The police have arrived.
During the Soviet Jewry movement, we used to stand up before Pesach. If the Soviets only did this, Dayenu. So this is the Dayenu dedicated to the man from whose hands are dripping Jewish blood. If all Abbas did was write a doctoral thesis denying the Holocaust,
Dayenu!
If all he did was mastermind the 1972 Munich massacre of Israeli athletes,
Dayenu!
If all he did was to be Arafat's deputy for 40 years, creating the first and second terror intifadas, and now encouraging the knife intifada, the bus and car rammings and bombings.
Dayenu!
If all he did was incite against Israelis, incite the PA against Israelis, and bring the level of incitement and hate against an anti-Semitism comparable to Hitler's, Dayenu! If all of us did was in 1949 to praise, no, in 2014 to praise the terrorist attempt to murder Yehuda Glick, a Temple Mount guide and visitor, and continue to praise all terrorists,
Dayenu.
If all of us did as chairman of the PA, his term long expired, was to ban all Jews from the Temple Mount,
Dayenu.
If all Abbas did was to reject Israel's legitimacy in any borders, saying all of Israel is an occupation,
Dayenu.
If all Abbas did was to name Arab streets after Arab terrorists and to supply funding for Arab terrorists in prison for their families,
Dayenu.
If all Abbas did was go to the UN on April 21 and 22 to push a PA resolution in the Security Council banning construction of Jewish homes in Judea, Samaria, and Eastern Jerusalem, Dayenu. We ask, will Obama veto that resolution?
Die,
and just one more. If all Abbas did was to pose as a peace partner in the two-state dissolution, but was unwilling to sit down with Prime Minister Netanyahu to negotiate, if all he did was prefer that the UN use UNESCO's refusal to recognize the Jewish claim to the Temple Mount, Hebron, or Bethlehem, and resolutions harming building to force Israel into life-threatening situations, if that's all he did, Dayenu!
Die,
die,
die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die,